Trump administration to end Minnesota immigration enforcement surge White House border. Czar Tom Homan announced that the Trump administration will conclude its month-long federal immigration enforcement surge in Minnesota, known as Operation Metro Surge. The initiative, which began in December, deployed thousands of ICE and CBP officers to the Twin Cities region to target undocumented immigrants. Homan stated that enforcement targets have greatly reduced, prompting a phased withdrawal of personnel, with 700 agents already pulled back and total drawdown expected to finish next week. A small contingent will remain temporarily to manage the transition back to local command and prevent renewed agitator activity. The surge followed a leadership shakeup in late January, when Homan replaced Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino after two U.S. citizens, Renee Nicole Good and Alex Pretty, were fatally shot by federal agents in separate incidents. These killings sparked widespread protests and mounting criticism of the administration's aggressive tactics, rapidly eroding public support for ICE in Minnesota. Homan credited improved coordination with state and local leaders, including Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, for helping de-escalate tensions and achieve operational goals focused on public safety threats. While praising Minnesota officials for their cooperation, he emphasized that the administration's broader push for mass deportations remains unchanged. Despite Homan's assurances of success, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison condemned the surge in Senate testimony, arguing it contributed to violent crime, noting that two of the three 2026 Minneapolis homicides were committed by federal agents. Homan acknowledged some issues but asserted that the operation ultimately made Minnesota safer.